With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. It's been 3 years since someone set fire to the food bank for Monterey County. The arson destroyed a fleet of vehicles and caused other damage. It also set in motion plans to build a new facility. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
So please pardon our mess. We just started moving in less than a week ago.
Melissa Kendrick weaves between tall racks of bread and large bins of canned goods in a brand new warehouse in Salinas. She's executive director of the food bank for Monterey County.
Since we are the only food bank in the county, we have to maintain operational while we're doing the move.
The old space was a rental and not built to be a food bank. The new facility is built on land the food bank now owns and designed to meet local needs. On the far side of the warehouse, there's a 20,000 square foot walk-in refrigerator, big enough so the food bank will never have to turn away fresh donations from local ag companies.
Look at this beautiful produce coming in. We are going to divert every strawberry, every shred of lettuce, every artichoke into the mouths of those that most need it.
The food bank serves 1 in 5 Monterey County residents. Kendrick says the new space means the food they get will be healthier.
I hope we'll be a 70-30 food bank in that 70% of what we're distributing is perishables, 30% is non-perishables.
As the food bank moves into this new facility, it's also getting ready to serve 3,000 Thanksgiving Day meals at the Monterey County Fairgrounds. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.